AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Authorities say an ICE officer shot and killed a Minneapolis driver.
It was an act of domestic terrorism.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says there was piling snow on the streets at the time in Minneapolis.
They were attempting to push out their vehicle and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively shot to protect himself and the people around him.
DHS has started an immigration enforcement operation in Mayor Jacob Frey's city.
This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying, getting killed.
Frey says the ICE mission is not about safety.
They're ripping families apart. They're sowing chaos on our streets. And in this case, quite literally killing people.
Bystanders heckled the officers and blew whistles at the scene of the shooting. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he plans to meet with Danish officials next week after the Trump administration doubled down on its intention to take over Greenland. It belongs to Denmark. European policy analyst Maria Martasweet says Denmark's prime minister was right to say a U.S. takeover of Greenland would amount to an end of NATO.
The Nordics do not lightly make statements like this. But it is Trump whose, you know, very bombastic language bordering on direct threats and intimidation is threatening de facto another ally.
The Trump administration is trying to assert its control over Venezuelan oil, seizing a pair of sanctioned tankers transporting petroleum and announcing plans to relax some sanctions so the U.S. can oversee the sale of Venezuela's oil worldwide.
This was a Venezuelan shadow fleet vessel that has transported sanctioned oil, and the United States of America, under this president, is not going to tolerate that.
This is AP News. Governor Ron DeSantis is calling for a special session in April to redraw Florida's congressional districts.
Florida is now joining a redistricting arms race among states that have redrawn districts mid-decade. Even though the state's 2026 legislative session starts next week, DeSantis wants to wait for a possible U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act before proceeding. The ruling could impact Section 2, which bars discrimination in voting systems. Congressional districts in Florida that are redrawn to favor Republicans could carry big consequences for President Donald Trump's plan to reshape congressional districts in GOP-led states. That could give Republicans a shot at winning additional seats in the midterm elections and retaining control of the closely divided U.S. House. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
One battle after another dominated nominations for the Actors Awards, landing a record 7 nods in the annual Screen Actors Guild honors. Usually to win the Best Picture at the Oscars, a movie needs a SAG Ensemble nomination. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.